Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me.
We're huge fans of you guys down here in Georgia, and we're really excited that you've got the tour coming up where you're going to be coming along the East Coast.
Yeah, that's, playing with Dr. Dog on the tour is kind of like a dream for a bunch of us, of our favorite bands to see live, and getting to do that for like weeks in a row is pretty awesome.
I know you've got like three vocalists and then like three other members. Could you kind of give me an introduction of like who the different members of the band are and then what they contribute?
So I'm just, I write about half of the songs and sing on those and the guitar. And then we have another guy who does the same thing, that's John Russell. And the third vocalist, she also plays violin, Charity. Kenny Hensley plays piano, and Chris Sashi plays bass, and Tyler Williams is on drums.
Who kind of decides who sings on what songs? You guys often switch vocalists. Some songs all three of you sing. How's that decided?
It's pretty much whoever wrote the part. We kind of try and stay true to like the person that wrote it is the one that's going to sing it the best or with the most feeling. And also different people's vocal styles and the melodies that they write are going to work. The melodies that I write are, to me, and noticeably different than the melodies that John writes, and he can sing his better than I can sing them, and vice versa. So.
Put out your self-released album named after the band Head and the Heart. I was curious, I know in the last song on the album, Heaven Go Easy on Us, you guys actually make reference to the name of the band, the album. Can you talk about how you came up with that title and what that means for you guys?
I came up with it and I kind of really liked the band names that are the and the, you know, like the noun and the whatever, that kind of structure of a name. And so I was kind of thinking of how cool that is, that you can kind of like play things off of each other. Like there's the Duchess and the Duke up here in the Northwest as well, and a couple of other bands that kind of have these contrasts, like that one's like, you know, a gender male, female thing. In my life around that time, I wasn't working full-time anymore and was kind of pursuing music. And so the contrast between like living life kind of safely and by the book versus kind of, you know, more following what you're passionate about was just in my head, and so then contrast between the head and the heart just kind of fit into that.
It's damn good to meet you. I hope that you stay. We're well on our way. We're well on our way. We're well on our way. In the
street to talk about. There's a lot of themes in the album. One common theme that I kind of keep hearing in the songs is this idea of kind of being uprooted and finding your place. Could you talk a little bit about that and how you've, you know, dealt with that and put that into the songs?
Both John and I think have songs that touch on that, and both of us within the last couple of years had moved to the Northwest. He moved from Virginia a little over a year and a half ago, and I moved from Southern California 2 years ago. When you move to a new place, on the one hand, you don't have the safety of all of the stuff that you've come to know. On the other hand, it's almost kind of freeing in a way to kind of like try and figure out, you know, what your home is and who you'll become like in this new place. And so it was just something that both of us were figuring out right around the time, because we met each other pretty much right when John moved to Seattle and started writing songs together shortly thereafter. So that was just like, as we were kind of finding our way around Seattle and feeling more comfortable and more at home, it was just on our minds a lot. I think also one of the other things is we know a lot of people back home have these dreams that they're going to go off and do. You see them, you watch them like sacrificing those for the safety of that home that they've always had. Those kind of like your old home and the safety of it versus like making your new home. That came up a lot just as we got to know Seattle.
The there's several songs about repentance or even like a desire for reconciliation. Can you talk about that theme in the songs?
Those like teens and 20s, for a lot of us, I think, spent getting things wrong and realizing that you don't have all the answers and that you know, there are things that you've learned that you know, you're like, God, I hope that I do that better next time. A big part of growing up is realizing where you've gone wrong and striving to change that and become a better person and not to, you know, fall back into bad habits you've had in the past. I think also like moving to a new place and the starting over aspect of that, you really just, you know, you want to start fresh and not make those same mistakes as you start kind of a different phase of your life.
You're starting to blow up and get huge. And you guys have opened for Vampire Weekend. You've got a tour coming up with Dr. Dog. I know you have a booking agent and a manager, but surely you've got labels pounding on your door. What's your plan as far as like as an unsigned artist finding a label?
We're in this odd position where we have been able to do a lot on our own, and then with a booking agent and the manager, like a lot of, you know, great opportunities have come just from kind of word of mouth and without a label, which is wild. And we've talked to a bunch of labels. It's one of those things where, you know, you're sacrificing some of your, you know, freedom and some of the way that you do things to partner with a label to put out your record, and it's a big part of it for us has been trying to figure out who kind of shares our vision for the way that this has grown so far. You know, very word of mouth, not a lot of overly hyping or advertising it or anything like that. I think the way that most people have found out about us is their friends listening to it and wanting other people to hear it and telling people about it and stuff like that. And so I think that's one of the biggest things in talking to record labels has just been that they, you know, buy into that. You know, not that that's going to be the only way, but that definitely is, I think, the focus of how we want people to find our music is from other people that love it. And so that's just been one of our big concerns in talking with these labels, is to help us do that in a bigger way.
Has there been any particular moment that's like stood out to you as, you know, you realized that it's catching on, we're becoming big, people are listening to us?
Yeah, Kenny's gonna answer that.
I'm Kenny. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I really like don't think about it too much. It's so gradual, but like just now, and just you saying that, hearing the words out of your mouth, it gave me the chills. You know, it's like something like growing up and all through high school in the past few years. It's been like a dream, you know, and it's such a hard place to reach. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like it is kind of such a gradual thing, even though it's been quick for us compared to other bands. You know, it's only been about a year and a half since we started completely. Still has been gradual enough to where, you know, each thing just comes in steps. Yeah, and I don't really think about it much. I just feel, you know, grateful and excited. But it's not like I would have imagined in high school if somebody would have told me, you know, in 4 years you're going to be, you know, in this band that's doing really, really well, and you're going to be talking to labels and playing these, going on tour with Dr. Dog. You know, I would have freaked out. You have to let it happen and deal with it the best you can and keep working. You know, that's one thing. Not let it get to your head at all. Just keep working and realize that you're still nothing compared to where you want to be. It is funny, though, that I literally don't think about it too much, but you saying that, like, gave me the chills. Like, we both just and I started smiling. You're like, oh, yeah, we are doing really well. It's nice.
Yeah, I think every once in a while you'll have those moments, like when we opened for Vampire Weekend or something like that, and it was, like, thousands more people than we'd ever played to before. And you just have this little realization, and you're like, holy crap, like, that's cool. There's just been a bunch of moments like that. I remember, you know, when we were starting out going like, oh, if I could just play this venue, I'd be really satisfied. And then you play that venue. And then you know, and then your dreams get a little bit bigger, and all of a sudden you realize, like, I couldn't have imagined it getting this big. And Kenny's right. You don't think about it a ton, but when you do, it definitely is a mind blown.
I mean, even then, though, I feel like going to shows when I was in high school at, like, big venues. Like, I grew up in Los Angeles, so I'd go to the Wiltern in L.A., and I mean, even the opening bands I'd never heard of, I'd sit there just, like, in awe, like, thinking, like, oh, my, like, what would it be like to be on that stage? How amazing would it be to be those people? And even at Vampire Weekend, it, like, almost felt like we weren't supposed to be there, you know? Just like, okay, we're going out on the stage. It didn't really feel any different. I don't know. It was strange. It wasn't what I expected the feeling to be. Kind of go out and do the same thing that you do any night in any venue. I don't know, the dream is definitely, I think, far off than the reality. Not necessarily in a bad way, just it's different than what I would have expected.
I think, like a lot of your fans, I've worn the album into the ground and go online and YouTube and forums and comments on blogs. People are always looking for a new song that you guys are playing. What's your kind of plan down the road for a follow-up album?
One of the things that we're starting to realize with this album that we already have is that the Dr. Dog tour is really just the beginning of promoting this all the way through. You know, especially, like, you know, if you sign to a record label, then there's, like, a whole album cycle, you know, year plus of touring and all of that sort of thing. So while the next album's probably kind of far off at this point, knowing that you're going to be on tour for a long time, we've spent a lot of time right now in this kind of free craziness stage. I think there's probably videos of 5 or 6 different new songs that we've played at a house show or at a different venues as encores or something like that. And we've got maybe 10 or more new songs that you have to kind of right now plan ahead and start writing, because once it gets busy and you're on the road all of the time, you need to be writing songs as often as you can, because you might not always have the luxury that we have right now of time off. But yeah, I can't imagine the next album coming all that soon, but we're definitely already writing songs for it.
That's the way it seems. In the wild of the speech that is new, I'll be back again to stay.
You know, you're on this journey at the beginning of your musical career, and what kind of advice or even lessons learned would you share with other unsigned independent artists?
Definitely one thing. We've been kind of fortunate to have a lot of wiser people that have been around and seen a lot more than we have to give us advice. And one of my favorite pieces of advice has been, you know, like when you start talking to labels, there's the potential to feel really important or big, which ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, you're not yet. You know, if you as a band don't kind of keep your focus on you guys as a unit and your songwriting and all of that, if you keep playing and writing good songs and sticking together and growing together as a band, there's no one opportunity or situation or person that's going to make or break that career. If you're writing good songs and you're sticking together, opportunities will come and opportunities will go, but, you know, don't break yourself over you know, the possibility of something. Stay focused on writing good music. There's the possibility of getting distracted and thinking about the business stuff all the time and, you know, worrying about that, but the music is what got you there, and the music is what's going to keep you. The kids say hello to us in our separate
home. You guys do a show in somebody's house, and that night, you know, there's a video on YouTube, you know, with that. And how do you guys feel about that, and how do you plan on using the internet to promote yourselves?
Remember how there was the whole, like, Napster file sharing, and then Metallica, like, sued them and got it down and all of that sort of stuff. I think the next generation of bands that's kind of grown up with that, I think it's starting to realize that the internet is going to be used to share your music, whether you like it or not. And it's not something that you should be afraid of. Heather from Fuel Friends blog for that house show, like, ripped MP3s of all of the songs. And I think that's great. I think the possibility is that every performance that you do is going to be able to be listened to over and over again, you know? You have to make sure that every single time that you play that you're at the top of your game. And I think also another cool thing about that is that because, you know, there's a possibility that all these performances are being shared, like, every performance doesn't have to be exactly the same, and you can get these slightly different feelings in different settings, like a parking garage or a house or a venue or all of that. And I think it's cool for people to get to experience the music in all of these different facets, I guess. I think it's great. It's got to be an odd thing compared to the way that music used to be shared or whatever, that you can have all of these different moments that don't, you know, just, I mean, obviously being there is way better than watching it on video, but it's so wild that, like, that moment, like, from that perspective can be, you know, like, captured and shared. There's a band from up in Seattle, the Moondoggies. They're really good. They're signed to Hardly Art, which is like a subsidiary of Sub Pop up here. But they just recently posted that thing about inviting people to tape their concerts and feel free to share them. Basically, what that means is, like, plugging into the soundboard and getting the sound directly out of that. So it's, like, really high quality live sound and all of that. And a lot of bands, I think, are kind of scared of that because you don't perform perfectly every night, you know. You don't want people to hear those mistakes. You'd rather they just be heard once in concert. But I think it's really, A, brave of them, and B, cool. I remember I went to a Sufjan Stevens concert years ago and found out later, I found something online that, like, someone had taped the entire concert from that show. And so I went back and I grabbed, like, that Sufjan Stevens concert from, like, the day that I went, and I think that's a cool thing to be able to do, so... And I should go, like, I've got to be on my game, because if, you know, if I screw up a harmony, it now lives on in perpetuity or something like that.
Well, hey, we're really grateful that you let us talk to you, and we're looking forward to your show in Atlanta.
Yeah, I cannot wait. That's going to be pretty awesome.